This is a news break.
Recently, the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, has used anti-monopoly law to investigate a number of renowned foreign companies. After silent tolerance of the CCP's surprise raids, lengthy investigation, and heavy fines, those foreign companies have finally made some resistance.
外资抵制中共反垄断法打劫。最近，中共频频使用反垄断法，对众多知名外资企业进行调查。在只能默默承受中共当局的突袭办公室、漫长的调查以及高额罚款之后，有迹象显示，在华外企打算联手反抗。
Following the European Union Chamber of Commerce in China, U.S.-China Business Council also made a statement that questions legitimacy of the CCP's anti-monopoly moves. On September 3rd, U.S.-China Business Council, USCBC, a group on behalf of over 200 U.S. companies in China, issued a report. The report said the CCP had been pressing foreign companies in the name of anti-monopoly without due procedure.
继上个月中国欧盟商会发表声明，9月3日代表200多家在华美商的美中贸易全国委员会也发表报告，指出中共当局最近频繁以反垄断为由不按正常程序对在华外企施加压力。
According to the report, the CCP's anti-monopoly organ had forced companies to admit what the organ claimed. However, the officers did not show evidence or give the companies any chance to defend themselves. The companies were not even told why they were investigated. The report also quoted sources that the companies were not given any chance to contact legal counselors before surprise raids.
报告说中共反垄断执法机构逼迫被调查企业承认机构认定的违法行为，但不出示相关证据，也不给这些企业就相关指控做出解释的机会，甚至不说明调查理由。报告还说，一些企业透露，在执法人员对其办公室进行突访前，他们没有得到联系法律顾问的机会。
At least 30 foreign companies were reportedly subjected to the CCP's so-called anti-monopoly investigation. On July 28th, four Microsoft offices in Beijing and Shanghai were abruptly raided by the State Administration for Industry and Commerce. On August 4th, Mercedes-Benz agency in Shanghai was also raided by anti-monopoly officers. Chrysler and Audi were alleged by the CCP to violate anti-monopoly law.Audi was primarily demanded a fine of 1.8 billion yuan, $293 million.
到目前为止，至少30家外资企业受到中共的所谓反垄断调查。7月28号，美国电脑软件巨头微软在北京、上海等地的四个办事处遭到中共国家工商总局突袭调查。8月4号，跨国汽车公司奔驰位于上海的办事处也遭到反垄断调查，而克莱斯勒和奥迪两家企业已被查明存在垄断行为，其中奥迪的罚金初步定为18亿元人民币。
On August 20th, the CCP's National Development and Reform Commission, NDRC,also announced that 12 Japanese makers of auto parts would be fined 1.24 billion yuan, $200 million.
8月20号，中共发改委宣布对12家日本汽车配件生产商罚款 12.4 亿元人民币。
John Frisbee, president of the U.S.-China Business Council, said in the report that the CCP needs to improve its due process, transparency, and methodology for determining remedies and fines.
美中贸易全国委员会主席傅强恩指出，中共执法机构的正当程序、透明度以及赔偿和罚款的裁定方法都需要改善。
Last month, the European Union Chamber of Commerce in China also made a statement on the CCP's anti-monopoly raids on behalf of 1,800 European companies in China. The statement said that numerous alarming anecdotal accounts from a number of sectors that administrative intimidation tactics are being used to impel companies to accept punishments and remedies without full hearings.
上个月，代表1800家欧洲在华企业的中国欧盟商会 针对中共当局的反垄断调查发表声明说，在未进行充分听证的前提下，有关部门通过带有恐吓性的行政手段迫使企业接受惩罚和治理，这类现象值得高度警惕。
Reuters reported on August 21st that Xu Xinyu, an NDRC officer, intimidated about 30 foreign companies like General Electric and Siemens to admit their monopoly acts in a recent meeting. Xu told those companies, I will double fine if anyone attempts to resist.
据路透社8月21号报道，中共发改委官员徐新宇在近期一次会议上向通用电气和西门子等约30家外企施压，要求他们坦白垄断行为。一名与会消息人士透露，徐新宇对在场企业说，如果你想对抗，我可以将罚金翻一倍或两倍。
Jiang Dian, a scholar of China's social affairs, commented that all the CCP's state-owned companies should be subject to anti-monopoly investigation.Jiang said that after being raided by the CCP, those foreign companies may unite to appeal to international courts against the CCP's unfair treatment and violation of due procedure.
旅美中国社会问题研究人士张健发表评论指出，最应该被反垄断调查的是中国所有的国有企业。那些遭到中共调查的外企很有可能会联手把中共这种不公平对待以及违反法律程序的种种行径告到国际法庭。